Barry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Rallies engulfed Europe over the escalating refugee crisis on Saturday. In Vienna, reporters spoke with police officer Helmut Mormann, who was talking about the help being given refugees there.
Well, I think we manage the situation very well at the moment. We cooperate very deeply with Red Cross, with the Austrian military forces, just to shelter the people, just to give them drinks and food and medical help.
Speaking Saturday in Berlin, German Chancellor Angela Merkel urged the EU member states to share the responsibility of accepting people seeking asylum. Germany expects to take in 800,000 migrants and refugees this year alone. Spokesman for South Sudan's President Salva Kiir says Mr. Kiir will address the nation on Tuesday about the need to ensure a successful implementation of a ceasefire agreement. Both the government and the rebels have traded accusations about violations of that agreement. Despite reports, the UN Security Council will consider targeted sanctions against those found complicit in undermining the ceasefire accord. Residents in the southeastern Turkish city of Sizra are emerging to scenes of destruction after authorities lifted a 9-day curfew imposed for an operation against Kurdish militants. Townspeople claim up to 25 civilians, including women and children, were killed during the week-long fight. America's top military officer, General Martin Dempsey, says NATO members must acknowledge the alliance is facing multiple complex threats. NATO's highest military authorities met in Istanbul Saturday to discuss security issues, including the support of the mission in Afghanistan, Russia's aggression, and the Islamic State militants. This is VOA News. Kurdish forces backed by airstrikes from a U.S.-led coalition have driven Islamic State militants out of 9 villages in northern Iraq. We get more now from Roger Wilkerson.
Iraqi Kurdish fighters known as Peshmerga have successfully pushed the so-called Islamic State group's militants from parts of the northern Iraqi province of Kirkuk. The most recently liberated part is this village, where an IS flag can still be seen. The militants fled, but not before leaving roadside bombs to cause further destruction.
We have come to this village called Albu Muhammad and suffered from landmines which killed and wounded our fighters. If you look around, you will see that ISIS militants have left many explosives around us. Houses have also been destroyed.
Despite the militants' booby traps, which affect civilians and security forces alike, Peshmerga fighters are happy to be retaking their territory from the terrorist group. For Dilshad Anwar in Kirkuk, this is Roger Wilkerson, VOA News.
Saudi officials have pledged this year's Hajj pilgrimage will go ahead despite a crane collapse. It killed 107 people and injured more than 230 at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. The head of Saudi Civil Defense Authority said high winds during a storm caused the disaster. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland says sanctions against Russia for its role in the Ukraine crisis will remain in place until a long-violated truce agreement is honored. Nuland also warned Saturday that Moscow will pay more cost for future violations of the Minsk peace deal.
If and when Minsk is fully implemented, including return of Ukraine's sovereignty of its border, we can begin to roll back some sanctions. But if Minsk is further violated, there will be more costs, and we will push with our European partners for that. And with regard to Crimea, sanctions stay in place on Crimea unless and until its sovereignty is returned to Ukraine.
Nuland spoke in the Ukraine capital, Kyiv, to a gathering of Ukrainian and foreign political and business dignitaries. The U.S. and the European Union have accused Moscow of stoking the 17-month pro-Russia rebellion in Ukraine's east and have imposed a series of economic sanctions aimed at deterring Russian military and logistical involvement. United States expressing outrage at the jailing of Venezuelan opposition leader Leopoldo López. López sentenced to nearly 14 years in prison in connection with an opposition-led protest last year that turned deadly when state forces clashed with demonstrators. U.S.-trained economist was convicted of inciting violence against the government and an attempt to force President Nicolas Maduro from office. 44-year-old López is the founder of the opposition Popular Will Party. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The best. best music. Today, the voice of America, VOA1.
Chris Brown, yeah. Chris Brown performed in a Las Vegas nightclub on Sunday night. And while he was on stage, he brought some guests on with him. Nelly, Jeremiah, and Trey Songz all made appearances during the show. I'm Larry London. You're listening to VOA1. Jack U and Justin Bieber asking the question, where are you now?
Just admit it. See, I gave you faith, turned your doubt into hoping. Can't deny it. Now I'm all alone and my joys turn them open. Tell me here, where are are you now that I need you? Where are you now?
Where are you now?
Where are you now that I need you? Couldn't find you anywhere. When you broke down, I didn't leave you. Oh, I was by your side. So where are you now that I need you? Oh, where are you now that I need you?
You made me fall in the winter, bloom in the spring. Oh,
pop, hip hop. It's new music on VOA 1.
Hey! Okay!
Is this what you wanted?
Woo.
Okay.
Let's go! Maybe I've been searching through this crowd to make me find someone who knows what I'm about. These excuses you got to settle down. So it's crazy what you got me doing now. Yeah. Hold up, baby. You know you drive me crazy. And I want everybody to know. I'm down. No fighting right now. In no time.
Sykes, he is the former member of the band The Wanted. They split up earlier this year. He's 22 years young. Kiss Me Quick is his big hit, number one on the dance charts. And Nathan is working on his debut album as a solo artist. He recently was spotted on vacation in Ibiza, Spain. In fact, he was riding a jet ski around and posted some photos on Instagram and said he got a jet ski license, which, of course, he was joking because you don't really need a jet ski license. Here's Daughtry, Home on VOA 1, your home for the hits.
Staring out into the night, trying to hide the pain. I'm going to the place where love and feeling good don't ever cost a thing. And the pain you feel's a different kind of pain.
thinking now.
Drama in our lives, with the great track pumping. and everybody's jumping. Go ahead and twist your back and get your body bumping. I told you leave your situations at the door. So grab somebody and get your ass on the dance floor.
Last week during Taylor Swift's 1989 show in Los Angeles, California at the Staples Center. Taylor performed there 5 sold-out nights and has brought a lot of celebrities on stage as guests. Mary J. was on the last show. Mary J. herself is on tour with Tamar Braxton, one of the sisters of Toni Braxton. Coming up, Pitbull, here on VOA1.
Don't get them girls loose.
TJR.
Don't get the world loose. Don't get money.
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money, but I do, I do.
I think y'all having a good time out there.
to me. Get funky. Get funky. Now stop.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
Continue with Flo Rida and Robin Thicke, and I don't like it. I love it.
I don't like it. I love it, love it, love it. Uh-oh. So good it hurts. I don't want it. I gotta have it. Uh-oh. But I can't find the words, I just go. I don't like it. No, I love it. I don't like it. No, I love it.
it.
I don't like it. I love it, love it, love it. Uh-oh. So good it hurts. I don't want it. I gotta have it. Uh-oh. When I can't find the words, I just go.
I don't know.
London. Coming up, Maroon 5, who postponed their concert earlier this week in South Korea after Adam Levine was in a car accident. And he injured his neck. In fact, he posted some photos on Instagram wearing a neck collar or neck brace. But the band went on with the show a little later on in the week. Here's Maroon 5, Sugar, on VOA 1.
Sweet, don't let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be.